Has a werewolf ever mooned you? It's happened to me a time or two. You never see it coming, when it happens, better start running. And yes, in your pants, there's some poo.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Not Your Normal Books. My name is Kaylin. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing very well, except for right now I am like super sweaty. I just had to give my dog Xena a bath, so that was a horror in itself. And she's not gonna like me at all for the next probably couple weeks. So she has right now So she has allergies that come in around fall, and this creates a stomach rash along with ear infections. And so for the last God knows how long, probably for the last week or so, she's been having the stomach rash and the licking of the paws. So it's been, sleeping has been fun because I'll just be woken up from a dead sleep by her just licking her paws, because she does not lick quietly, which I really wish she did. But plus I went bowling today too, and I forgot, one, how fun bowling is, and two, how tired you are afterwards. We played a game and a half because we only got the lane for an hour, and it was just, whew. It was fun though. Yeah, so nothing else going on here. So that means we're going to get into our book. So the book that we have this week is the third and final book of the Underdog series, which is The Guy in the Middle by Kate Stewart. Now, our characters in this are Lance, Harper, Troy, Theo, Trevor, and Tony. Lance is a senior at Grand Station playing football and hoping to get drafted into the NFL, and that is to help his parents with their ranch. Harper is a sophomore, only going to school because it's what her parents had wanted, but she's a dancer and wants to join a company, but is going to wait until after college to do this. They meet at a gym one night. Lance is working on a punching bag, and he uses boxing as a way to center himself, and it's something that he'd done since he was a young teen. And we learned that he started doing this after the bullying got so bad for him. Harper is there to work on her dancing and to learn new dances and everything else. They first start hating each other, but soon it turns into a friendship that turns into a night of sex, and that goes great until Harper had sent a snap to, it was supposed to be to her sister, but it got sent to her sister, her mom, and her dad, which wouldn't have been totally terrible, except for her dad is the head coach of the football team. And when she tells Lance this, it does not go well at all. Because as the coach had always said, my daughters are off limits. And he literally takes us to the extreme. But Harper leaves, and when she gets home, everyone's sleeping still. So she's just like, I can try to get in there and delete it off their phones. But that doesn't happen. Her parents wake up and they see it, and her dad's just like asking, who is it? Who is it? And she's just like, I am not telling. So as far as I know, I've never snapped a picture of anyone naked before, but I was there. I was there one time when I think it was for a Cinco de Mayo party that we had, and this was before quarantine. And I remember we're all kind of like sitting outside the bar because the bar was getting ready to close. And my friend's, it was like her husband's stepbrother or something. She's just like kind of filming their loud talking, and someone comes up behind, I guess it's her brother-in-law, her stepbrother-in-law, comes over to him and depantses him. So she got a full snap with a fruit and dingleberry. So, and all we could do was just laugh and laugh. Anyway. So, the snap that Harper had took, she wasn't meaning to get Lance's bare ass in the picture. She also had the caption that she now had a grand man. And that means a football player. So when practice comes around, the coach is going ape shit on them. And so this is actually making the players turn on themselves. And it's creating a horrible team environment, and they're not really working together as much as they did in the past. Now, Lance and Harper, they start a relationship, and they do this in secret, and it goes good until her father finds out. And then the next day, after her father finds out, she comes to tell him that she's leaving school and moving to New York, and that it's over between them. What he doesn't know is that some of the football players and their girlfriends had physically assaulted her, and that she had to get stitches in the back of her head. She never tells Lance this before she leaves. Troy had ended up saving her from that attack. There is one thing that Harper got for Lance for his birthday, and this was a couple months before she ended up leaving. And this is, and it was for a couple of appointments with a personal trainer. And that's going to work with him with his boxing. And this guy's name is Tony, because there is a possibility that once football ends, he's not going to get drafted. And, you know, that possibility actually happens. And he continues to work with Tony afterwards to get into fighting shape. 2 years have passed, and there's been no communication between Lance and Harper. Harper is dancing in a company with a company in New York while Lance is still working with Tony, and they're getting ready for his big debut fight. What I mean by that is he has been, I wouldn't call it the underground circuit, but you could call it like he was on the amateur circuit, and now he's going up into he's gonna have his first pro fight. So after one of his last amateur fights, he wins and he looks at Tony, goes, "I want a couple days off." And Tony's just like, "All right, but I'm gonna go with you because, you know, I know you want a couple days off, but we can't really give you that. You've got, I think it's like 3 months until his next fight." So he constantly has to get into shape, continue working on his fighting style and everything else, because this is a huge jump from amateur to pro. So they both go to New York, And after some internet sleuthing, Lance had found the building that Harper lives at. When he finally finds the right apartment, he knocks on the door, and her and Harper's best friend and roommate Renee, who is a man, by the way, and who is also from France, he meets him, and there, and the introduction goes as good as it could go, because also, like Lance, Renee is in the dark about the true reason why Harper had left. Or I shouldn't say the true reason, the full story. I'll say the full story. And it's very awkward between Lance and Harper, but they plan on having a full day together looking at all of like the looking at all of the touristy sites. Harper had asked him about his boxing. He goes, "Oh yeah, I just had my last fight," and she can tell this by his face as well. He goes, "Yeah, it was in the city." That's a lie. It actually happened back in Texas. I think it was like I'm doing this from memory. Like Lubbard. I don't think that's the correct way to say the city, Texas. Things are going great on their tour of the city, but things have become strained when the subjects of relationships come up, and they're talking about if they've had any relationships with other people, and Harper tells them, "Yeah, I've somewhat started something with someone, but it's not serious right now. It's just something new." When they walk back to her apartment, that something new is standing outside waiting for her to see if she wants to go to dinner. Lance takes this as an out, and he does this very rudely, where he ends the night. He becomes very territorial towards Harper, and it doesn't help that she introduces Lance as a old friend from college. It doesn't help her one bit with that. So Lance heads back to his hotel. Now, during Lance's time in New York, he actually does get some training in and everything else. So he wasn't completely like skimping on that at all. But the next day, Lance and Harper, they ended up getting into this fight, and Lance just leaves, but he comes back later that night. And Renee is actually leaving for the night as well. He's going to go stay at his boyfriend's apartment. And Harper and Lance reconnect physically. But at the end of the night, Lance is asking for a commitment from Harper. But yet again, she won't give him one, because right before Harper left the first time, he had asked for a commitment, and she told him flat out, "Nothing and no one's gonna come before dancing." But Harper won't give him one, and he leaves. 6 weeks later, Harper is at the airport, where she runs into Troy, and he finds out that Lance had not only visited her, but she still hasn't told him what had happened. And he's just like, "If you don't tell him, I'm going to." Harper thinks about this. She goes, "Do I want to go with the company to Canada, or do I want to go to Lance?" And this is something that she thinks about, that ultimately she goes back to Texas for Lance. And this is the first time she has been back to Texas at all since she left. But once she gets to Lance's parents' ranch, the Lance that she meets is not the one that visited her or the one that she remembers from college. He's colder, more prone to anger, and doesn't want anything to do with Harper. And, you know, this hurts her. And Tony had said something to her, just like, he's a wounded animal, and I don't know what he's going to do. Over the next however long, he tries to get Harper to leave over and over and over again. But she's there to prove to him that she does love him and wants a commitment with him. Mark is just saying shit left, right, and center. Just trying to hit Lance where it hurts with his words. But it doesn't come, nothing comes of it until he calls Harper ugly. And that's when their fight comes no longer verbal, but now it's physical, where Lance is just punching him left, right, and center. And Tony is the one that ends up breaking it up, saying, "Your fists are weapons. If you hurt him in any way or kill him, your career is done. Like, there's no coming back from this." Now, Harper has heard things like she's ugly and she's unattractive most of all of her life. And, you know, it doesn't affect her like it used to. But it does get to Lance, who thinks Harper is perfect. There's nothing wrong with her. She is the most beautiful person to him. That night, Harper tries to leave, but Lance stops her. And they have an actual talk where they get everything out that should have been talked 2.5 years ago. And they finally commit to one another. And, you know, this relationship has some ups and downs. Of course it's going to. But the next time that we see them is at Lance's big Vegas fight, where he asks her to marry him, but says that she'll only say yes saying you have to get a KO by the sixth round. Now, if you don't know what KO means, that means knockout. The sixth round finally comes. Lance knocks his opponent out, and he gets his yes. And at the wedding, Lainey tells Theo that she's going to be starting another job. Lainey has done jobs left, right, and center, just finding her way in life. And Theo's just like, okay, what's that? And she says, mom. And that's the end of the book. So this book, it out of all three of the books in this series, I really do think that, you know, this one has more of a heartbreaking quality to it, because here's the thing, you've got two people who have been bullied and talked down to and everything their entire lives, and they come together and they are perfect for one another, because they, even though they don't really talk about what they went through in their childhoods, they connect with one another on a level that most other people can't. And, you know, I really do think that Harper, what in the beginning of the book, Harper was scared of letting anyone in. And I think that's because she knew if she did, there was a very good possibility she would have never continued dancing. So she always held people or men at a distance. So then she wouldn't have to, like, she wouldn't have to worry about that. And you know, Lance has his own difficulties. The people that are very close to him are people that have struggled. Something that they talk in the book that I didn't talk about was that Lance's dad was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and you can see, you know, the strain of that on Lance, to where, you know, he is, once he's out of college, he is just taking on the burden of trying to keep everything afloat, trying to be able to afford his dad's medication. And just in general, just try to get through everything, try to get through a day just by going through the motions sometimes. Lance's everyday life is wakes up, does his chores, make sure his brothers does his chores before he goes to school, works in with Tony, does some more things around the ranch, and then eat dinner with his family and then go to bed. That is his every day, unless he has a fight that he has to go to. And you know, this is getting to him. And you know, he doesn't realize it, but his mom and his dad realize it, but he is slowly losing pieces of himself to the point where his own parents are hardly recognizing him, seeing that the strain and everything, and even the crushing blows that that Harper gives him is slowly, I'm going to use this in a very broad term, killing him. To where when he does come back after, he does go back to Texas after being in New York, you can see this very different person, to where he's more closed off. He is becoming more and more reckless in his fighting, because he has put his heart open twice to this woman, and both times he's rejected her. And you know, that it does weigh, like if that happens, it does weigh on people that with that. When if you are in love with someone and they are constantly denying you the commitment that you want, even if it's just a dating commitment, yeah, it hurts. It can, yeah. But I'm glad that they get together in the end, because I truly do think that they are perfect for each other, because she is able to pull Lance out of his moods. And I think what Lance gives to Harper is grounding. Because her home growing up with her parents wasn't, it didn't seem like it was always fun. But and it seemed like the most fun that she had was she got to spend summers in New York with her grandmother. But Lance gives her this home life that is surrounded by love, that is surrounded by just There's a family that you want to be part of. So, yeah. Well, that is the book and everything else. So, we are actually at the point to where we can pick our next book and or series. So while I am stirring up the papers, I'm going to let you guys know where you can find me. So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Not Your Normal Books Podcast. It's like once in a blue moon I'm ever on Twitter. So Instagram is the best place to find me. Also, you guys can also email me at notyournormalbooks@gmail.com. Any book suggestions, thoughts, feelings, your take on them, anything like that. Yeah. Send them in, let me know. Okay, so our next book and or series is The Brentwood Baseball Series by Megan Quinn. There are 7 books in this series. Let me double check to make sure that they're all available before we go on further. Because I know, I think it was, it was a series that I tried and I can't remember what it is anymore, but not all of them were available. So actually, so it looks like this instead of turned into, it used to be a series, but now they're all standalones. So I'm gonna have to figure out something else with this. So we're actually going to pick another book. So we're gonna keep that one on standby here for a minute. Because when I read it before, it was all in a series, so the author had changed it up. So I don't want to read anything that is, you know, out of order. So, all right, so we are going to read Harem of Freaks. This is by Crystal Ash, and it is a 7-book series. So we have another 7-book series that we're going to be doing. Yep. So that will be our next one. I'm going to look into more of the other one, or the first one that we picked, and then see if I can figure a way out how to divvy it up since it's no longer a full series and now just standalone. So, yeah, with that all being said, I'll see you guys all next week.